we premiere a special four-part series of Dayton Youth Radio, today featuring student poets. Here is series producer Truth Garrett.
Today we showcase student poets from the School of Innovation in Springfield. Their poetry is tender and troubled, heartbreaking at times and sometimes silly. You will hear the students reflect on their creative process and tell you what their poems are really about. And just a warning, some of the poems you're about to hear discuss serious topics such as grief, racism, and gun violence, and also use adult language.
Hi, my name is Jinx. I go by they, them, and I'm here at Springfield School of Innovation. We're in the Writers Club, and we do poetry mostly.
Okay, my name is Donald. I'm in 10th grade. And poetry is just a way for me to express myself, a way for me to just let out my emotions, you know?
An idea. It's like fishing, catching a thought, a piece of yourself, reeling you into a place of imagination, a place of curiosity, a place where there is no one answer, but a place of infinite choices.
The mask we wear is thick with repairs, layered on from all the times we've gone through it. When we laugh too hard and others look with disturbed eyes, until we stop and patch it up, returning to what should be ourselves. When we show tears from emotions built up, and they ruin the colors layered on the mask we've made, we look towards our peers to help us take a moment and breathe. Before repairing the mask with a tinge from the original, our eyes open a bit too wide and stretch out the holes we've cut to see. Far too much. We see too much. It scares us half to death when we see they've noticed. So we repair it, enough not to let anybody see how we truly are for a long, long time. We hide behind masks, afraid of how others might see us, not recognizing that they might be wearing one too. So, what's your, like, preference for poetry? Do you like the shorter ones, the longer ones, the emotional ones? Like, what about that?
See, the poems I do usually end up more like a song, and I go more about my past, more of how I feel emotionally in at that point in time, or exactly what I'm thinking about. The majority of it is just me listening to myself and my pen writing everything down along the way.
I'd say I'm sort of the same in that way, except I don't really hold a pen. I just kind of think it out first. See what connects together, see what fits well together. What it means to me is what matters. The audience might get it, they might understand. I just put it out there so they have, like, they know they're not alone if they're feeling what I'm feeling. And I think that it's a great way to connect to people. And sometimes there's artwork that goes along with it, but the writing is good. The words connect to these little points in your brain, and they connect and they, like, make a spark, and then you get ideas from other people's ideas and it spreads. That's what I like most.
These poems and interviews were recorded in the library at the School of Innovation. Thank you once again to Beth Dixon from Wellspring and Kathy Lee from the School of Innovation. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Truth Garrett.